welcome to this week's lesson. And what I want to talk about this week is a little bit more philosophical than some of the other lessons will be. You know, we're going to talk a lot about specific nutrition strategies, exercise strategies. But this week what I want to do is I want to kind of reframe the idea of a weight loss plan. And so, again, the title of this is called Creating a Long-Term Weight Loss Plan. But in reality, that's a little misleading because what you're going to do, and this is a big mistake a lot of people make, is that they're constantly focused on weight loss. But the truth is that you don't want to lose weight. You want to live at your ideal weight, okay? And so if you're only thinking weight loss, then once you get to the weight you want to be at, you get kind of lost because you can't keep losing weight, right? At a certain point, you're going to reach where you want to be, and then it becomes about maintenance and, you know, long-term control. And so what I'm going to suggest to you is that you start thinking that way now, okay? And you start creating a plan for yourself that you can live with for the long term. And so instead of concentrating on, you know, how much weight can I lose in the next 2 weeks, next month, okay, that short-term focus, what I want you to start doing is thinking about the long-term thing. Now, this is a completely different strategy than you're usually going to hear when it comes to dieting, because most diets are about short-term results. And as tempting as it is to want short-term results, if you're going to succeed and get the results you absolutely want, then you need to start thinking long-term. And think about it this way. In 1 year's time, what's going to be more important to you? How much weight you lost last year at this time, right? Say you lost 15 pounds, but it was a crash diet you couldn't maintain and you put it back on. Or you slowly and methodically changed up your lifestyles and your habits and your behaviors so that over a year, you ended up losing all the weight you wanted to, or a good majority of it, and you did it in a way that you found easy, that was comfortable, that was kind of automatic for you. All right? That's what I want you to begin to understand. Don't just think about it from right where you are now and how quickly you want to lose the weight. Okay? You've tried that before. I can almost guarantee most people have, and it doesn't work most of the time. Okay, because if you're only focusing on the short term, you're going to start looking for methods that are unsustainable. All right, and what we're looking for here is long-term success. So how do you do that? Let me give you specific techniques, ideas, and thoughts about that. The first thing is you want to bounce this question off everything you're considering. So say you read some diet and it says, you know, no more carbs, right? The next question I want you to ask yourself is, could I do that long-term? Could I follow that plan for the next 10 years? And if it's a no, then don't even try that plan, okay? You can take that plan and then start to tweak it, but you need to bounce every plan you're considering off the question, could I follow that for the next 10 years? Could I follow that for the rest of my life? That's such an important question. Now, this is the trade-off. You may lose weight a little slower with this technique because you're going to start using methods that are a little more realistic, a little more sustainable, and so the results might be a little bit slower, but they're going to be long-term and sustainable. And that's how, you know, again, we're just so inundated with this short-term mindset that sometimes it can be a challenge to begin thinking longer term. But if you do, you're going to get better results, and the best part is this, that the results you're going to get are going to be created in a way that you could see yourself doing for a long period of time, right? In a way that's comfortable, in a way that's enjoyable. That's what I want you to bounce all your methods off of, right? And so you say, you know, what are some of the common things? I'm going to work out for an hour every day, right? That may or may not be something you can do, okay? If you ask yourself, well, could I do it for the next week? Could I do it for the next 2 weeks? Yeah, sure. Could I do it for the next 10 years? I don't know, okay? I don't think so. If you feel that way, what I want you to do is go back and tweak it. Maybe working out for half an hour would be more realistic to you. Again, and I don't want to say the word realistic, but I want you to really be honest with yourself. What do you feel like you could do? What do you feel like you're ready to commit to, all right? And if it means you start a little slower, that's fine, because the thing you want to focus on now is your habits, okay? Your behavioral habits. Remember, we talk about automatic weight loss, and the way that you create that is you focus on your habits. You eliminate or transform the bad habits into good ones, and you create and add more and more good habits to your daily lifestyle, right? You drink more water, you relax more, you eat more fresh foods, you move your body more, and you make it and build it into your lifestyle so you just kind of do these things and your life becomes this way. And when you do this, the weight loss happens naturally, but more importantly is the weight maintenance, the weight control happens automatically. Okay, and so it's not a big struggle. It's not a white-knuckle affair. It just becomes something that you do. It's who you are. So, and the first step to doing that, I think, the big step is to begin changing from weight loss, you know, quickest results possible to, could I do this long-term? Do I think this thing will give me the results I want? Would I be happy following this plan? All right, and if the answer is no, you go back and you either tweak it and change it so that it works for you, or you just scrap the plan and find a new one, all right? So what this all depends on is, the hard part of this is it takes a little thought, honestly. Let's face it, as humans, we're kind of lazy. We like to just be told, do this, and you'll get these results. And that's great, because it's easy. But the problem is that a lot of times these plans are just unsustainable. They're not enjoyable, they're fun, they're hard to follow, okay? So what we want to do right from the beginning is always ask the question, is this something I do long term? Is this fun? What can I do to make it more fun? What can I do to make it more enjoyable? Focus on the habits, focus on your automatic behaviors, and you'll find that this weight loss process can be much more enjoyable than you ever imagined. All right? So begin thinking that way, and I'll talk to you next week.